Well, I want to say a big thank you to you all for your welcome and your hospitality over the course of these last few days. I'm encouraged to hear what Rob says about this having been good for the local church here. But I want to say for me, I want to say very, very personally, this has been a wonderful, wonderful few days. You know, there is, I think, hardly any greater privilege than to be able to speak with people, whatever their background, whoever they may be in life, and for them to feel that they can share what's happening in their lives, sometimes quite personal details about their families or about their work life or whatever it may be, and to simply come wanting to explore how in some way God might fit into that picture of what's going on in their lives. It was the most extraordinary experience on Saturday evening in particular. Sat in the pub. I was sat in the corner. I ended up sort of pinned back slightly in the corner with Rob bringing people sort of to me one by one. I felt a bit like, I don't know, I was a fortune teller or something, sort of expecting people to cross my palm or something. But as people came to me one by one, as I say, even there in the pub, with all the sort of banter and so on going on in the backgrounds, people had very personal and very deep things that they wanted to talk about. And it's important that you know that, that among your neighbours, among your friends, among the people you meet in the shops, or in the library, wherever it is, in the community here, there are people wrestling with some very, very deep questions and deep issues within their own lives. And as I say, for me, it feels an extraordinary privilege then to be able to explore with people how God might in some way be interested and have something to say to them in that situation. Now, I'm very conscious that for some of those people that I met on Saturday night, when I started talking with them about God and about Jesus Christ in the way we have in this service, I'm very conscious that that will sound very, very strange to some people. The sort of language we've been using about encountering Jesus, about Jesus coming again and the end of time and so on, I'm very aware that sounds very strange. And yet, as we start to explore that with people, again, you need to know, people respond. There's something that intrigues people about it. There's something that makes people think, I don't understand this, it sounds weird, but you know what? I want to know more. I want to understand this a bit more and come to a place of knowing what this really means for me. I'm pleased that the children sang an African song earlier because Africa's very much in my heart. Some of you know I worked for a while in West Africa, actually, and have travelled quite extensively through the continent. And when I was working in West Africa, I was working with the local church, a very small church, actually, in the particular country where we were based, and my wife, who's a doctor, was doing medical work. But I had all sorts of fascinating conversations with people while I was there. And I'll just tell you of one this morning. So I had a knock on the door one time, and a woman who came to see me. I didn't know her at all, and she simply said, can I talk with you? So I ushered her in, and she came and sat down. And then she said, I need to tell you about a dream that I've had. And she said, just the other night I was dreaming, and I met this man. I've no idea who he is, but there was something about him that just seemed different. And something rather lovely about him. But when I said to him in my dream, who are you? He simply said to me, you need to go and find the white man who works at the church down the road, and he will tell you all about me. So she said, I'm here. Who was he? Well, I did the only thing I could think of. I got out my Bible, and I said, well, here, let me tell you about who I think it was. And I just read a few short passages from the Bible, and I said, I'm a Christian. And I believe these stories about this man who lived so many thousands of years ago are not only true, but actually they mean something today. Because we believe that Jesus is alive, and that we can encounter him today. Now, that's weird, I guess, in one level. I couldn't quite understand what was going on there. But that's true, as I've recounted it to you. She came to me because of a dream. And she's now a follower of Jesus Christ and part of the church in that country. You see, the heart of the Christian faith is all about an encounter with Jesus. We've somehow managed to turn it into all sorts of other things. Somehow through all the course of history, we've managed to complicate it with all sorts of other things. But please believe me when I say at the heart, it is that simple. It is about an encounter with the risen Jesus Christ. And that's been true throughout history. So in the church here, I think over recent Sundays, you've been studying different people who encountered Jesus when he was physically here on earth. And the stories that we have in the Bible about that, amazing stories. There's nothing I love more than trying to wrestle with some of those stories to understand what Jesus was doing and why he said the things he said. But then the story goes on and we meet people like Paul who set out to persecute the church. He thought the church was so wrong that he actively opposed it and tried to get Christians put in prison and put away to stop people even thinking about this Christian faith. And then in that famous story, as he was traveling to a particular place, he was stopped on the road and literally knocked over. And he heard a voice saying, "Why are you persecuting me?" And again he said, "But who are you?" And it turned out it was the risen Lord Jesus Christ encountering him there on that road. And again his life was turned around such that he became the person who then went on to write much of the Bible that we now study. Ivan's story a moment or two ago brings that sort of up to date, really, in the sense of how those encounters still happen today and still transform people's lives. But again, I come back to that point that I'm aware that some of this language can seem very, very odd. And it can sound as if that means every time we come to church, we should have some deep, mystical encounter with Jesus. And that we should see this amazing transformation happening in people's lives every day. Well, I'm afraid that's not the reality. I just need to be honest with you and say, actually, that's not the reality. Yes, now we see just little glimpses. So we encounter Jesus just every now and again. I find sometimes when it's on my own, when I'm reading the Bible or trying to pray, and I just have that sudden sense within me that actually, yes, this is real and this is touching me deep within inside myself. Sometimes it's when I'm in church, hearing the children sang this morning. I don't think I was the only one who found my eyes just welling up slightly. Just beautiful. Sometimes it's out when we're out in the countryside, just enjoying the beauty of God's creation. And something just stops us in our tracks and we look at that spider's web glistening in the mist or whatever it may be. And again we think, wow, this is real. But they are just little glimpses. They're just little signs that point us in that direction. And that's why this season of Advent is the season of hope, the season of waiting. Because we are waiting for that day when these little glimpses that we experience now become the full reality of our lives. And that strange language of talking about Jesus returning at the end of time is just another way of saying, basically, that actually the day will come when everything will be consumed by that encounter with Jesus in front of the throne of God. When actually all other things will simply fade away. When nothing else will matter. Because that will occupy our vision. It will take over our experiences, if you like. It will be everything for us. That's what we're waiting for. That's what we're longing for, what we're looking for. And it's the hope that can inspire us for life today in the midst of all the complexities and all the challenges and all that we wrestle with. I truly believe that's what can make the difference. So whoever you are here today, whatever's brought you here to church today, I'm just so pleased that you are here. And my simple invitation, very, very simple, is that you don't leave it here, but you actually go on exploring. If there's any sense at all in which you've felt that little glimpse, that you've just seen something a little bit different, then please, pick up your Bible. Read around that passage we heard this morning. It's a difficult passage, the one we heard this morning. It's full of all sorts of strange pictures and so on. But read around it. Read some of the other stories around it about Jesus. And just explore it a little bit further. And then talk to somebody, as Ivan said earlier. Just find somebody in church, somebody maybe who you have known for a while, somebody you think is a Christian, and ask them about it. And have that simple conversation about faith. And it's my own belief that as you begin to do that, so you too will encounter the risen Lord Jesus Christ for yourself. And I dare to say that you'll never be the same again. May I lead us in a prayer. Loving God, you sent your Son Jesus Christ into this world to be born in the most humble of circumstances and to face huge challenges in life, but to live among us as an ordinary child, an ordinary man growing up. We give thanks for all that we read about Jesus in the Bible. And we give thanks in particular that his death on the cross, which has opened the way for us to know you, led on to him rising from the dead. And so we do indeed pray that we may encounter him here and now and in the days to come. Give us those glimpses, we pray, which would fill us with hope and inspire us. And then help us to work for that day and live for that day when we see you in all your glory and we are consumed in your love. For we make this our prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Christ,
shine upon you, scatter the darkness from before your path and make you ready to meet him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you this day and always. Amen.